Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Scones and Bones by Laura Childs, narrated by Barbara McCullough.
Chapter 1. A smirking human skull, all hollow eye sockets and pronounced parietal bones, grinned diabolically at Theodosia. A second skull, this one with crooked teeth clenched in an agonized grimace, wasn't quite as mirthful. "Some of these images are a little bizarre," Theodosia murmured to Drayton. "Jolly Roger flags were meant to frighten," Drayton replied. "The pirates who flew them wanted their designs to inspire fear and dread." Theodosia took a step backward and gazed at the diverse collection of antique pirate flags that hung inside the shallow glass case. There were skulls and crossbones, full-sized skeletons, even skeletons dancing a jig. "Actually," said Theodosia, a smile twitching the corners of her mouth, "they're just the kind of thing today's graphic designers and tattoo artists would groove on." It was Sunday night at the Heritage Society in Charleston, South Carolina, and the grand opening of the Pirates and Plunder Show. Theodosia Browning, proprietor of the Indigo Tea Shop, had been cajoled into attending the event by Drayton Connolly, her master tea blender and all-around Heritage Society booster. "Take a look at this drinking cup," said Drayton, nudging her with the shoulder of his tweedy jacket. "It's the one that was featured in the Charleston Post and Courier's Arts and Entertainment section a few days ago." Theodosia moved to a freestanding glass display case to gaze at what was certainly a bizarre curiosity.